What's up, friends? I'm your host, Amanda Smith, and welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, the show where I chat with inspiring women about business, life's challenges, and building community, because we all need it. If you need a girl gang, this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Smith. So excited to bring you into this episode today with Miss Candace Janae. She is a boss if I ever met one, and you are going to just be thoroughly inspired and uplifted in this episode. It was so much fun to chat with her in this format. We've been connected for a while. She's one of those people I just adore and will be behind her in anything she does. Tune in. Here we go. While you're listening, screenshot and share on social media. Tag Amanda's in Dallas. Tag Dallas Girl Gang. Tag Candace Janae. And here we go.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Girl Gang Podcast, Miss Candace Janae. How are you?
I am doing so well, and I am so excited to be a part of the Girl Gang Podcast. I'm so excited. I'm over here getting tripped up on my words, but I just like, when I hear you say Girl Gang, I'm like, oh, this just sounds so amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's been so fun to like connect with you online and of course on Clubhouse. Everybody's talking about Clubhouse. And I just want to say, like, I'm already so thankful for like our friendship, our relationship. And it's been a great start to the year. So for those who don't know you, just share a little bit of your background and like who you are and what you do with the audience.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. And I echo the same sentiments of like getting to know you and connecting with you as well. We do kind of similar things, and I love that we've been able to connect and support what each other has been doing.
Absolutely.
But my name is Candace Janae, and I am a serial entrepreneur. I run two different brands, and I'm launching a third. I am the founder of a brand called Epic Fab Girl, and we are a membership community for Christian women entrepreneurs. We help them build profitable brands and grow their faith, and we really have a ton of resources basically helping them build, grow, and monetize what they're building in their businesses. And then we also have our Go-Getter podcast. We have our Go-Getter conference. So we do lots of things to really connect women in that space. And then I run a digital marketing agency, and that I focus on helping women entrepreneurs that are service-based scale their services to six figures and beyond. So, you know, I really focus on helping them hone in on their marketing and so that they can really scale to six-figure businesses, make those $10,000 plus months in their business. And now we're just expanding out the digital school on that side of things, where we're helping, you know, beginning emerging entrepreneurs learn marketing, really get good at social media content, because that is a huge way that like my brand has been able to grow, and others, you know, always ask that question. And then I do a lot of international speaking and speaking for corporations as well. And lastly, the third brand that I'm getting ready to launch is my brand 1111 Fashion. And I'm so excited about that, because it's like, I've always dreamed of being a fashion designer and having my own boutique. And I feel like now I'm just really excited to be creating that in this space. It's something I'm super excited about. And then like my social media following has grown. So it's kind of like, once I launch these items in the boutique, I feel like I already know people are going to buy them. So I'm just excited about really helping elevate women in their style, because I think that's a huge piece of like confidence and all of that. So I do a lot of things, but that's who I am and what I do.
I love it. I love it. And I love like your level of confidence and assuredness in like who you are, who like the Lord has made you to be, but yeah, also like how you're serving people. And two, I want to talk about just really quick. We've talked about this before, you and I, you know, on Clubhouse, but we do very similar things. And I think there in 2021, there needs to be more space for linking arms with people who do what you do, you know, who you could consider your quote unquote competition, but it's not, you know? So I just want to say, you know, thanks for that, because you're absolutely right. But, you know, nobody can steal your shine. You have a specific shine. I got my shine. Right. And so like we can, you know, we can
I'm
all
glad you get thrive. It. I mean, I'm
glad you do too.
I mean, it's a huge lesson learned. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I come across three different types of women. People who see my shine and they want to support and they want to be a part and they want to, you know, connect and like collaborate. Then mm-hmm. I run up against the women who are cheering me on in the journey. They're like, I love what you're doing. You're not in my lane. We don't do anything similar, but girl, do your
get
thing,
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the third group where they're like, ooh, I like what she's doing, but I don't want to feel like I'm competing with her. And I like, and I think it's okay to just say, like, there's space for all of us to win. And that's why mm-hmm. I really value collaboration. And I think that's something that your audience can definitely learn is, you know, partner with your peers. Even if you are doing similar things, you may be able to learn from one another. So
I, you know, I think I run into that too with like those three types of people. And you know, we can feel threatened and you know, want to always keep up with the Joneses, or we can just work together with other people, or you can just put your blinders on and not pay attention to what other people are doing and do what you want to do, right? I think one thing, I don't know if you're guilty of this, but I am. I've been consuming more content than I've been creating. And that really gets in your head because you're watching everybody else. You're doing all these other things. And you're like, oh, I need to do more reels. I need to get on TikTok. I need to do more clubhouses. And then you never feel good about what you're doing. And so the last few days I'm like, I got to step back. I got to get my house in order. Things like that. Do you experience
that? I love that you brought that up. So I'm in a current season where I have my blinders on. I'm like, okay, y'all, like I barely scroll up and down my Instagram feed. It's like, I'll see maybe the top two posts on my Instagram feed, double tap and like go do something else on my page. And I have had those seasons where I'm looking at everybody else, mm-hmm. you know, and, or not even like, I'm just on Instagram consuming content. I'm not doing the work that mm-hmm. I know I could be doing. And I feel like this season, because I have been so focused on what I'm doing, it's giving me the space mm-hmm. to create without feeling like, mm-hmm. you know, I got to keep up with anybody else, right? Like I do spend mm-hmm. a lot of time scrolling on TikTok just for like ideas and like content, just like ideas, music, things like that. But I feel like I'm looking at it with a creative eye and not like, okay, I see what they're doing. Let me also do something similar. And so, you know, I would say in dealing with moments where, you know, I was focusing too much on what other people were doing, it's like, it didn't allow for space for my own creativity to even shine. Like,
oh, absolutely. And then we just get into like a copycat game. And I think you're right on the money. Like, we have to go into quote unquote research mode with the creative eyes on instead of consuming to compare. We really need to consume to create with for what we need. And that's really hard. That's really hard. But okay, so let's back up. You have this incredible background. And so I'm going to get into like your background, how you got started. And then, I mean, you've had like a lot of entrepreneurs. We have some naysayers in the crowd. So tell us a little bit about your background and then how you got started in starting your own company.
Yeah. So my journey is very interesting. I'll try to do the sped up version of it, but I basically went to college for mechanical engineering. I studied that. So I was like literally one of the only women in my program. Also like one of two Black women in my program, like the entire 4 years I was there. And yeah,
are you
girl,
serious?
It's crazy. Like Washington University in St. Louis. Yep. WashU. Wow. So it was insane, like being, and then always getting the like, oh, you study mechanical engineering. Like, you don't look like that. And it's like, excuse me, that's disrespectful, but whatever. So, but I'm used to like being in spaces where it's not like, I don't really have a quote unquote, a lot of competition in, you know, people that look like me, if that makes sense. And then I transitioned to, like, I knew engineering wasn't what I wanted to do, but I was just good at math and physics. So I transitioned to actually pursuing my master's in business when I was a junior in college. So I did a 3-2 program, graduated by the age of 23, got my MBA focusing on marketing and accounting. The crazy thing is I couldn't even land an MBA role because I had no corporate experience. So I ended up getting recruited by a consulting firm because they hire engineers, but it was an entry-level consulting firm role. And I worked in corporate for 3 years doing digital marketing technology consulting. So that was basically the behind the scenes, all the technology that enables, you know, companies to be able to do e-receipts or things like, you know, text message marketing. Like, that's popular now, but that was something that was like way more like that these companies were emerging doing behind the scenes. So I worked on really big brands back then, multi-million and billion-dollar brands. And then I had started Epic Fab Girl. Really, it was supposed to be a community just to help ambitious women go after their dreams. And what it evolved into is a community for women entrepreneurs, because that was the thing that so many people had asked me for. So to rewind to college, my college years, I started a hair extensions company when I was in undergrad. And so I had this e-commerce business that I was doing the whole corporate 9-to-5 thing that I was like trying to manage my side hustle. My side hustle, I kind of gave up on that and then ended up down the line starting Epic Fab Girl as a blog. And people kept asking, oh, how did you start this successful business? Whatever. And I started being like, okay, I'm going to help these women start businesses, blogs, make money from it. And then we hosted a conference in 2018, and that was really the defining moment where we're like, okay, we're going to focus on women entrepreneurs, and because of faith, because so many people were drawn to what we were doing. And then it really just evolved into a membership community because we wanted to create that community. The other thing is, like, I always wanted to kind of consult small businesses. And that's what I started doing when I quit my job in corporate in 2017. So in 2018, that's when I launched out with my consulting company. And that's how I do like my marketing and all of that. And I've been doing consulting for a while, but then I transitioned last year in 2020 to really focus on helping build six-figure businesses. And that's really essentially how I've gotten to where I am now. Really, all of it has been defined by like, what do people want from me? I had been doing consulting for a while, but I did some research on my audience last year. And I'm like, okay, what's your monthly income goal? Like, and I had no idea that like they were all going to say this, but everybody wanted to hit $10,000 a month. And I was like, okay, let's create a program to help women build to six figures. And we found so much success with that because, you know, it's like you put your skill sets together and then you package it and you give it to people and they use it, they get results, and it's kind of amazing. So that's how I got to doing what I do now.
I love it. Well, and not only like you package it and they do it, they have results and they're happy and they like continue to thrive, but like they tell their friends, they tell their audiences, they tell their people, and like what better way to like, there's so much power in referrals from within your community, right? Okay. And so like I love that. Do you feel like you in your business you use some of your engineering knowledge and skills as a business owner now?
Absolutely. Like, I would not have changed my experience for anything, because
that's awesome.
One of the things engineering taught me to do is be an extreme critical thinker. And the thing about engineering is like, you have to consider all of the facts. Mm. You have to consider everything, because there's always some sort of margin of error. If like there's like a, I think it's Newton's law or like some type of law, I don't remember. But basically like what can go wrong will go wrong, right? Like, so even if you think about in business, like one of the things in engineering that we study is like the point, I forgot what they call it, but like, it's not a tension point, but it's basically like identifying the weakest point in a structure, right? It's like, if you put weight on something and it has a weak point, that's, that weak point is going to be the thing that makes it collapse. Yeah, that crumbles the whole thing. So I think about business very similarly. Like, if you are building this really amazing business and it's really strong on these fronts, if you have a really weak part over here, even if everything else is strong, and as it grows and as it scales, it's going to collapse because you haven't focused on that. Like, you just didn't. And so
just let it go.
You just have to consider all of the facts. And I think engineering has really helped me be a critical thinker. About all of the potential options, all of the potential failures, and mitigate risks as often as possible.
Well, and it probably helps, like, it from a business owner perspective, like, we have to realize too, or not we have to realize, that sounds really like do this, but we can realize, at least I have, I don't know everything. I'm not, if I'm always the smartest person in the room, like, what kind of rooms am I in?
Girl,
So I think it helps put you in your place too, of like, hey, your systems are weak. If you do this, like, your team is not going to be able to follow, your content's going to suffer, your sales are going to suffer, et cetera. And as we have to have a sense of humility as a business owner. Have you found that too, as far as like humility goes?
Yeah, definitely humility. I feel like I have had to unlearn, like, feeling like I need to do everything on my own. And that was one of the big things I learned in 2020. I think, especially being a high achiever, I've gone through my MBA program, I've gone through engineering, and like, even just our education system, most of everything that we're ever expected to do is on our own. Like, we get group projects at the end of the quarter or semester or whatever, but then it's like, someone's a slacker, like, somebody ends up carrying the weight. Like, you know, like, you end up either, like, you know, not pulling, like, it's, so I feel like we've been, you know, conditioned to do everything on our own and to do our job and to do it well and like do all that stuff. And I had to unlearn, like, you know, I don't have to do everything on my own. Like, I can go out and find the right people to help me. So like, it's about humbling myself to say, like, yes, I'm smart. Yes, I'm good at what I do, but I need a coach. I also need, you know, a team to help me build. And I think that humility piece is really huge. There was something else you said that made me think, hopefully I think of it, but
yeah. So we'll circle back. I could talk about humility for days, because especially as a believer, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I never want to come off as someone who thinks she knows it all, has it all, does it all, whatever. Like, that's very off-putting. And I think I was with, I don't know if it was a family member. I don't think it was. I think it was just a random, like, acquaintance friend person, but they made a comment, you know, because they follow me on social media, and they were like, yeah, six figures. And I was like, why are we making fun of that? Like, and in my mind, and I wouldn't have said this out loud, but like, are you making six figures? Okay, well, and I know where that comes from, but like, also you have to stay like kind and humble. I don't know. I don't know why I brought that up, but.
No, I'm glad you brought it up, because literally, like you said, so I'm a believer as well. And going into 2020, like, I just posted about this today, but going into 2020, I had no money in the bank. And it was just crazy. Like, I had walked away from my full-time job, and I was like, okay, God, like, you know, you want me to do what you want me to do, cool. But then I found myself, like, you know, with my house getting ready to go into foreclosure, I found myself with a car repossession multiple times. And I'm like, okay, I'm the responsible kid here. Like, I don't do this. I don't pay bills late. What is going on? Like, it just made me feel so bad. So, but I went into 2020 just like in a not good financial state. And then in March, I went to this event, and this woman like prayed over me, and she like started to prophesy, and then basically said, she was like, oh, God's going to do something in your life. It's going to be so amazing. You won't be able to believe it. And she was like, but God wants you to know to stay humble, stay humble. And I'm like, okay, I heard you. And I'm like, whatever God is about to do is about to be crazy, because I'm gonna need to stay humble, because it'll be easy for me to become proud and to become, you know, oh my goodness, I did this. This was all in my own strength. And so one of the things in the Bible, it says, pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Yeah. And the last thing that I want is to bring destruction to my business because I am proud. And so I've been joking with my boyfriend, like literally, like one of the things that happened in 2020, October 26th, my Instagram following was 13,000. I've celebrated 13,000. I went back and looked. I had hit 11,000 in February of 2020. So it took me literally from
8 months.
February to October. Yep. 8 months to gain 2,000 followers. Okay. Literally, I celebrated 25,000 followers in December.
Yeah. I was going to say just recently.
Yes. So I went from 13,000 to 25,000. I'm literally almost at 30,000. And I just celebrated that like 5 days ago. Right. And so it's insane. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I'm blown away. But I've been telling, like, I'm always telling my boyfriend, like, keep me humble, remind me to stay humble. So every time I'm like celebrating, like, hey, babe, just hit 28,000. He's like, stay humble. And it's like an inside like joke.
My husband.
But it's, but it's an inside joke. But it's also like, no, I want you to never stop telling me, like, to stay grounded because, yes, I'm excited about the numbers. Like, I'm purely excited about the numbers, but what I don't want is for it to go to my head and for me, like, cause I feel like it can crumble just as quickly as it was built, you know?
This week we are sharing with you, we're not sponsored by, because this is our own thing. We're sharing with you our first virtual summit for 2021, the Refresh and Flow Summit. This is all about inviting you to come get refreshed and feeling into the flow for 2021. We are ditching hustle culture. We are no longer going to kill ourselves trying to get it all done. We need some rest and refreshing time and content for ourselves. So the Refresh and Flow Virtual Summit will be a day-long virtual summit for those who are seeking rest, revitalization, and tangible ways to purposely move through the rest of 2021 without the grind and stress. You guys are going to walk away with stress management tips for daily life, goal-setting habits and strategies in your life or career or business, best practices with when it comes to money, spending, and saving, a mindset reset, and so much more. So you're going to get to hear from speakers in a unique and central intimate setting, get connected with other attendees and network, make friends, so much more bonuses and inside perks for only $47. All day summit, Friday, February 5th. Save the date. We're so excited to bring you speakers such as Monica Danaeus, who is a licensed therapist, Natasha Hemingway, who is Miss Anti-Hustle, Selling with Heart, Not Hustle. And this virtual summit is going to be for absolutely anybody. So if you are a mom and you need a little time for yourself, if you are working a 9-to-5 and you need goal setting or career help or new, just some refreshing time for this new year. If you are a business owner, we are going to have something for absolutely everybody in this summit. So all you need to do is head to bit.ly/refreshflow. That's bit.ly/refreshflow.
And especially like as a believer and a business owner, like those things, and in the business world, like the numbers and the money and the, you know, credibility and the authority that we build and we talk about in marketing, that can go straight to our heads. Also too, I think, you know, publicly portraying our confidence can be misconstrued. especially in the faith, not faith-based, but like in the realm of believers who are maybe not even our business owners, but other believers watching us. Because like, I would venture to say you and I show up fairly confidently in our content, in our, to our communities, things like that. And it's not because we're like, whoa, whoa, look at me, you know, 10K, 20K. And it's for us, it's about the community. It's about the people and the relationships and like doing in our purpose and what we're supposed to do. But have you ever kind of dealt with that with other people who are believers who misconstrue the confidence for cockiness?
Yeah. I mean, I deal with it. I feel like a lot of people think it, but don't say anything to me about it because they're not going to say anything to me about it. But if they do, I'll politely have the conversation with them about, you know, and it's so funny. I'm creating content right now. I have some posts that are coming out. And it was all because of, I did a post where I shared some type of financial income. Like I made $150,000 in 2020. And I, you know, I went from zero to a, you know, six figures in under
Let's celebrate
a year. Exactly. I'm like, I'm mind blown. But a girl that I like, I didn't know her. She commented under my post and she literally was like, oh, so you are marketing to poor people to get them to pay six figures. Sure. Like that, like said something like that. And I'm just literally like, girl, if you don't get off my post, but I just like ignored her comment. But like, I didn't respond to it, but I didn't ignore it in the sense that like, I saw what she said, because I'm like, thank you for highlighting that. Cause if she's thinking it, there's somebody else out there that's thinking it. And I ended up turning it into content, to really address how people, feel about what I'm doing. And so one of the things I said was, and I'm literally pulling it up, is that it says, I'm a six figure earner who turns women into six figure earners. The crazy thing is it's not all about the money. It's about mindsets shifting, legacies changing, and generational curses being broken. Like, it's not about the money. Yes, it's about the money because we need money, but
to live.
But the Bible said money answereth all things. Okay. And essentially what that means is we can't do and have the impact that we desire to have without money. We already know, like, that's how things are moved in this world. Like, we just operate with currency, and it doesn't mean that we're magnifying it, right? It just means that is the source that we are able to use. There, well, it's not the source, but that's the resource that we're able to use to be able to, you know, do the things that we need to do. And the other thing for me, one of the big reasons why I go out of my way to share my story and how much money I actually make is because I am doing it to show other people that it is possible. If you have an issue with the fact that I'm sharing it, I'm sorry, my content is not for you. My content is for the woman who is literally at her wit's end and doesn't know how she's going to eat tomorrow, doesn't know how she's going to make money in her business, who has walked away from her job or maybe got, you know, fired from her job because of COVID. And she's like been applying to jobs everywhere and doesn't know. And then she's sitting on this amazing resource of information that she has that she isn't valuing, but she can turn it into a six-figure business. Like that's who my content is for. If you have a problem with it, go your separate ways. Now, I used to be the person that was like, why do people show their stuff on the internet? But that was literally very early on in the journey, like five years ago.
And that's a problem with us, not with, like, that was a her problem, not a you problem, you know?
Exactly. But I had to get out of that mindset. I'm like, oh, there's a reason they're doing this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, receipts is also one of the ways that you not only build authority, but I just don't want people to think that I'm just out here talking about it and scamming people out of money, because that's the last thing that I'm doing, right? Like, or that's not on the list of the things that I'm doing, right? Like, I don't want to take your money if I know I can't help you. Like, I'm just not doing it.
There are people, and of course I'm not going to name names, but there are people like in the online space that I've heard, because of other people coming to me saying, hey, I went to this other person because I thought she was a good fit and she's like really popular and she does this and that and the other. And she's like, you know, got way more followers than I do or whatever. But I got on a call with her and she didn't let me talk. She asked me nothing about my business. And then she wanted, you know, $20,000 or like whatever. And I was like, that's not what I am here for. I want a relationship and I want someone to support me and teach me and guide me and also like hopefully be a friend. And that's just like some of the most grotesque stuff that I see on the internet that I'm like, it makes me sick and it breaks my heart to think that people are doing that, but I can't dwell on it too much. And I'm like, you know what? That's why I'm doing what I do. And that's why you're doing what you do. And
exactly.
Whew, it just gets me feeling some type of way.
But that's why money cannot be the motivation.
And the greed.
Exactly. Yep. The Bible, girl, I'm going to talk about the Bible all day. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not money itself. Like money is good. God created like money wouldn't exist if God didn't want it here. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. So literally money answers all things, but it's the love of money and you being greedy. But it's like mm-hmm. when money is the motivation, then of course you're going to be on a call just talking about yourself and not getting to know that person and not getting to know if that person's a good fit for what you have to offer. Like, that's not the mm-hmm. type of coaching I want to do. Like, I want people, like you said, who are friends. Like I have clients that literally we laugh together, we cry together, we pray together. I'm messaging them about stuff that has nothing to do with like my coaching because mm-hmm. it's like, those are the type of people I want to help. And mm-hmm. I also want to impact people's lives in a significant way. And I can't mm-hmm. necessarily do that if I'm not going to listen to them and, you know, cater to them and serve them.
Yeah. Whew. That's, there's so much good stuff in there. I'm sure we could talk about that forever. So what made you decide, okay, for myself as a believer, I want to take my brand and really lean into serving female Christian entrepreneurs? What made you want to do that?
So for the Epic Fab Girl side of what I do, it was really about, honestly, it started with just the desire to help inspire women to go after their dreams and to be encouraged and to be amongst community. And I think the faith-based piece, I was nervous about including it in my brand in general. Like, it was like, oh, I want to help ambitious women. And at the time I'm thinking like, you know, career women, like, you know, if they had a career, regardless of what it looked like, you know, these are the types of women. But I felt like faith was an aspect that was missing in a lot of the conversations I was a part of. And I learned at, like, I used to go to a ton of events and they would be for like women in business. It would be all different things. But one of the common threads that you found in the conversations was people would end up talking about God and their faith. But there was nothing, there was no space within like women empowerment that I personally knew of that had a space for women empowerment, you know, faith and business. And so I was just like, I'm going to be the one to create the space for it. And, you know, I one of the big things that I also saw was like, I saw conferences from a Christian perspective where they were focusing all on women, but they will focus on like a couple of different things like purpose, purity, stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like if you're gonna, you know, get all these women in a room to talk about purpose, but then not giving them the tools and resources to go after their purpose, that's a little frustrating. So for me, I just was like, okay, I see that over there with faith-based stuff. And then I saw the women empowerment rooms where women were like, oh yeah, I'm self-made. And I'm like, girl, what? They, like, is there a such thing? But if you want to say so, go ahead. But literally for me, I'm like, no, none of the things that we can build, like we can't build that without God. So I basically wanted to bridge the gap between women empowerment space, the faith-based space of purpose, but giving people the tools to go after their purpose specifically in entrepreneurship.
I love that. I think you're right on the head with that too. You know, I come from a background, like a Christian background, and grew up in the church, worked in the church, had many jobs in the church as a worship leader, as an intern, you know, whatever. And you're absolutely right. I think it goes as far as the surface level sometimes, as far as like the tangible things that we can do in alignment with the Lord and being a believer. But we can still, I mean, like you and I have been kind of talking about, like, we can still earn our paycheck and thrive as a believer. We can still impact people in a positive way and have lots of followers or people, you know, tons of people on our email list, or be in the spotlight or be a public figure, you know, things like that. Which is why I love looking to people like Priscilla Shire and Jamie Ivey and oh my gosh, Jackie Hill Perry and these other women that are, I mean, they're like entrepreneurs, they're authors, they're speakers, they have podcasts, they have platforms, but they're doing it with such great purpose, you know? So that's good. I love it. One thing I want to talk about too is kind of as we're wrapping up, we've talked about so much how we need community, we need support, and we need people to walk with us. What are some of those investments that you have made in coaches, in mentorship, that has helped you along the way as you've grown?
Absolutely. So one of the big investments that I made in my business was an actual business coach, that she focuses on really corporate sales strategy. So like I have long-term goals of, you know, really having my digital marketing agency really do consulting work for corporations. And so I sought out someone in that space, but as a part of her program, she helps you refine like your current offer for your clients. And so I'm kind of going through stages with her in that way where I'm really working on, you know, like I already worked on refining my offer and now I'm working on transitioning that into the corporate space. And I thought that that was really important because like, while I'm good at marketing, I'm not good at like everything. Like I have written on my wall over here, I have a prayer wall. It literally says, get 3 corporate clients. I probably wrote that in 2018, 2019. And so in order to manifest it, I had to invest in myself to do that. And I invested like multiple tens of thousands of dollars in this woman. So like, but it's well worth it because I have had such a return on my investment. The other thing is that along the journey early on, I've always invested in education and training and learning about the different things that I was interested in. So even when I was in corporate, one of the best things that I did was I took advantage of the fact that my role was a digital marketing technology consultant. So anything in the digital marketing space, literally if I wanted training or education in it, they would pay for me to have training. So I literally got a product management, I think it's product management or product development. I did a 10-week business course for that. And that helped me, like, if you're not familiar with product development, but it's basically like you're the CEO of your own product. So you're kind of building a product from the ground up, testing it, making sure that it's going to actually work, and then, you know, scaling it, taking it to the masses and monetizing it. So that really helped me from a product development journey for business. I took a lot of like social media marketing courses, things like that. And then more recently, one of the investments that I have also made is I run a membership community. So I'm always trying to figure out how do we grow our membership, get more members, make more money, but also like keep the members that are there satisfied and really serve them well. And I am a part of a membership community that is about memberships, running a successful
like
membership.
Inception.
I know, it's so funny, but it's really great. Like it has helped me grow. And I have, like, I just make it my business to always invest in some form of learning so that my businesses grow. And when I invest in myself, like, you know, that's, I mean, honestly, it's one of the best decisions you can make to grow your business, because as you grow and evolve, like your business is only going to grow up.
Yeah. Well, I do think it's hard for people to make that decision to initially invest in themselves. Maybe it's for the first time. Maybe, you know, like I think everybody, especially if you're in a service-based industry, you have a service. It's X amount of dollars. It's, you know, high touch, high support. And selling high ticket is one of those things that people are either struggle with or things like that. So why do you think it's on the consumer side so difficult for people to make the choice to invest.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think it's just the way that our country is set up. So it's like people are willing to invest in going to college, like hundreds of thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. because that's what people have been doing for decades, right? So it's
like, and then come out with 50 grand.
Exactly. Like, so it's like in their head, because that has been the norm for so long, like it's a no-brainer for them. Like, oh yeah, I gotta go to college. I gotta spend $50,000 a semester to go to college, or $20,000 or whatever it is. And I really think that people don't see like investing in like education from a business education perspective the same way they do like going to college, right? And to me, it's a no-brainer, because you sit and invest in a four-year college program, and like we all know mm-hmm. somebody who has a degree in something they are not using. And it's like, invest yeah. the $2,000 to work with a coach who's going to help you build your business. Like, just do it, right? Like, you spent $60,000 going to college, and you might not have gotten a job for coming what? Out of college. But like, you now right. know that if you go invest in yourself over here and spend the $2,000, $5,000, like whatever it is, that you're yeah. actually going to reap the benefits of it. And it's like, that's why this way of education and coaching is way different, because it's like you're getting a complete different experience. It's going to mm-hmm. give you results that they promise, versus in college, they don't even promise any results. They just, mm-mm. here's what you get. Like, you're going to learn, and you're yeah. going to get a degree and a piece of paper that says that you learned what you learned.
Yeah. And that's why too, like coming from an education standpoint, being a teacher for almost 7 years, I mean, and I understand from, you know, on one perspective of like why we want to get these kids college ready, especially the school that I was at. It was very like kids were at huge disadvantages. Our school spoke 40 languages. A lot of kids are behind, like, yeah, but I don't think college is for everybody. And I don't think that that's absolutely what you have to do. My husband has this idea. He has a million ideas all the time. And he's a teacher now too. He had this idea. He's like, what if we had kids make it to 10th grade and then they get put on like a trade track, figure out if they like that trade, figure out if they want to start their own business, be a plumber. I don't know. If they're still like, I want to be an engineer, or I want to go into the medical field. Okay, let's go to college. Or I want to go, or if they just want to go to college, then you finish high school, go to college, or you finish your trade, you finish, and then you have an apprenticeship and you go into your trade and you do, or you start your business, or, and I just think something like that would help. But you're right. I think that's where some of the mentality comes from too. And it makes me think of the girl that made that comment, you know, cause I've gotten those comments before too, of like, why do I need to spend so much money to get XYZ? Well, that person's probably not my ideal client in the first place,
right?
But I think we do have a, when we're in a state of like, what's the opposite of abundance? What am I trying to say? When we're not
poverty, you know, mindset, or
yeah, when we're in more of a poverty or depletion mindset of like, well, I'm not making money. Why would I invest in them? Why would I do this? You know, it's hard to see past ourselves, to see and realize, okay, I may need someone's help. You know, I may need someone else's outside opinion. And it's making the decision of like, okay, do I trust them enough? Am I aligned enough? Do I know I can see the value of where I'm going to get my ROI? If you don't see the value of how you're going to get a return on your investment, don't do it. Right. But I think people get really stuck in that like poverty mindset instead of the abundance mindset too.
Girl, I could talk about mindset all day.
Listen, no.
It's the thing that will stop you from getting the six figures. And most yep. of the time, that's what my client, I have to do mindset work so often. It's like,
oh, me too.
You believe that you can do it. Okay. You say that, but then you're not, everything isn't aligning. And I believe once you transition into a place of belief, you can just operate in a level of confidence where you know, like, okay, I'm not concerned about the money that's going to get it ready to come in this month, because I'm confident and I know that the right clients are going to be attracted to me. I'm going to
yeah.
reach my sales goals, right? And mm-hmm. I think that's a really huge thing. But you brought up something about trade school that I want to stop yeah. and pause about, because, girl, that idea is brilliant. first of all. Second of all,
I'll tell my hubby you said that because he would be thrilled.
Listen, I'm telling you, I grew up, my mom was a teacher and my dad, and like my mom bounced back and forth between like a stay-at-home mom and being a teacher. And then my dad, he did, my mom went to college and got a degree in psychology, is not at all using it, right? And then my dad, he, I don't even know if he finished high school, to be honest. Like, I'm not even sure. And he did not go to college. He went to trade school.
Yeah.
He went to trade school for heating and air conditioning my entire life. Like, ever since, like, I think my dad started his business a year either after or before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he has run a successful heating and air conditioning business in the city of Chicago for nearly 30 years.
And so lucrative. Like, girl. Everybody got to have heat and air.
Girl, summer or winter, it's always going to break down. Like,
yeah,
repair, maintenance, something. So he used to do a lot of government contracts. So like he's gotten awards by the city of Chicago for just some of the work that he had been doing. But then a part of my dad's journey that I learned was you have to surround yourself with other business-minded people and you also have to continue to educate yourself. So I feel like my dad could have been way more successful had he had like a little bit more business education, you know, where he could mm-hmm. or where it was readily available, like,
and like a mentor. Yeah,
exactly. For us, we have this stuff at our fingertips on the internet
now,
for granted. Like my dad didn't have access to that stuff. He built his business with what he knew. Okay, I have a service that people need. All right, it's in high demand. Let me hire people to help me. And like,
I'm gonna do the best I can. Yeah,
a multi-million dollar business as a Black man who never went to college, right? So it's like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So I feel like I'm on both sides of the fence where I'm like, I understand, one of the reasons why I feel like I'm able to be as successful in business is because I have the business acumen and like kind of like the corporate culture understood, like here's how to write an email. Here's how to do these things effectively. Here's how to show up and negotiate. Here's how to like, I don't think I would have that piece of things if I didn't go to college or if I didn't have someone mentoring me about how to do that stuff.
Oh, I would definitely agree. I mean, and same for me, like if I had not gotten an education degree, which actually originally I never wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to go into like worship arts ministry and like just do music and like in churches and stuff. Glad I didn't, honestly, but I would not be the coach and educator I am now had I not gone into public education and been a teacher for almost 7 years. Like, I talk about that all the time, how my teacher nature is only elevating how I am a coach and a community leader and an authority in this, you know, space. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, you know? So good stuff. I love it. Well, as we kind of wrap up, you and I could talk forever, which I know.
I've just been thinking about how amazing this has been. It feels like just a normal conversation.
I know.
Our audience gets to listen in on.
They do. Lucky them. Tell us like what's coming up next for you, for Epic Fab Girl. How can people connect with you?
Yes. Yeah, so for Epic Fab Girl, we are actually hosting our Go Getter Virtual Summit. And that is going to be in, I think, March. So March 13th, that weekend. Last year, we had over 4,500 women show up. We've got over 20 speakers. It's going to be literally so amazing. So definitely make sure you're following us at Epic Fab Girl on Instagram, because that's where you'll get all the updates. We also have our Go Getter conference page, where we also drop details more consistently about our conference as well. But that's the big thing that we have coming up. Lots of podcast stuff, really growing our membership as well. So, but we're like, I'm in that space where we're like scaling and I'm like, let me make sure my foundation is set before, you know, we get in and add all this extra load and collapse.
Oh yeah.
I'm not trying to do that. So, where you can stay connected with me. And then if you are interested in taking your business to six figures and you want to learn what I did to basically go from $0 to six figures in under a year, if you find me on Instagram at Candace Janae, and it's CandaceJunee, you can literally click the link in my bio and get my six figure services checklist, and it'll show you all the steps I took to help me scale to a six figure business. So thank you for having me. This has been so
amazing. Thank you. Well, I adore you, and I know we'll stay connected, and it's going to be
it's, you know, everybody's like, it's going to be the best year ever. Like, yeah, it's going to be a good year, but like, let's make it a good year, you know?
Yeah. It's all about perspective, girl.
Yep. I love it. All right, Lainey. Well, thank you for being on the Girl Gang podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Go rate, subscribe, screenshot, tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your sister, and we will see you guys next time.
Really and truly love having you every single week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hit the subscribe button, rate and leave us a review. We would absolutely love that. You know that it helps. And last thing, my program, the Girl Gang Collective Mastermind, is closing out for applications very soon. So if you've been listening, if you've been following me on social media, plugged into the Dallas Girl Gang community, all the things, and you're like, what is this about? Is it for me? I want you to go to @AmandasInDallas on Instagram. You can either visit the link in my bio, find the information you need, or just shoot me a DM. That is so much easier. I'm there all the time anyway. Let's do this. This cohort is going to be absolutely incredible for women who are ready to level up and get unstuck from, you know, the past few years of running a business, being successful, you know, but really wanting to go to that next level and truly manifest some dope shit, if I don't mind saying that. That was a weird way of saying it. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Subscribe, rate, review, and we would love you forever. See you next time.